old Mother Hubbard, she went to the cupboard to get her poor dog a bone. When she got there, the cupboard was bare, and so her poor dog had none. I think we all remember this nursery rhyme that we learned as children. But now we are adults, and we have our own poor dogs that we have to take care of. But we are so much like old Mother Hubbard. We think that if we cannot get some kind of financial relief really soon, we're going to end up going to the poorhouse. But you know, when you compare us with the rest of the world, we're not really like old Mother Hubbard. We're more like old King Cole. He was a happy soul. He had a bowl. He had a pipe. He had three fiddlers. He lived a glamorous life. We have an abundance of good things. Compared to the rest of the people in the world, we are rich. Our cupboards are not bare. Just the opposite. Our cupboards are overflowing with good things. But even with our situation, even with an abundance in our cupboards, we are still commanded by Christ to pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." Now, why is that? If we have bread for today and tomorrow and for the rest of the week, why should we still pray, "Lord, give us this day our daily bread"? Well, though we have riches, though we have estates, and though we, when you compare us to the rest of the world, we've had to tear down our barns and build bigger barns to store all of our good things, we still need to ask God to provide our daily necessities. Because even though the bread may be in our hand, the blessing of having bread in our hand comes from Christ. See, this is what happened to Israel in the desert. They craved meat, and God gave it to them in abundance. But it was a curse and not a blessing. The psalmist writes, "So he gave them what they wanted and asked for, but he sent a wasting disease upon them." You see, if God were to give us the desires of our heart, if he would withhold a blessing, it would be no more than a curse to us. Our clothes would not warm us. Our food would not nourish us. Our families would not comfort us. So just because our cupboards are full, the blessing of having our cupboards full is in the hand of God. So therefore, we need to pray, "Lord, give us this day our daily bread." How many have had riches, but in a moment, those riches are gone? How many have had fine homes, but in a moment, the hurricane or the tornado comes through and they no longer have a good home? How many have had the seating of the table full, but in a moment's time there is an empty chair because death of a family member? Job had an abundance of riches, but in a moment it was gone. Naomi, in the book of Ruth, she talks about when she went out, she had her husband and she had her sons. But her husband died and her sons died. And she says, "Do not call me Naomi, call me Mara, because the Lord Almighty has made my life bitter. I went away full, but the Lord has brought me back empty." Therefore, just because our cupboards are full today, we have a need to ask the Lord Give us this day our daily breads. Because though the bread may be in our hand, the blessing of having the bread in our hand is in the hand of God. But not only are we to say, give, but we are to say, give us. Why don't we pray, Lord, give me? Why does Jesus say that we are to pray, give us our daily bread? Well, it shows the corporate nature of the church. We are all connected one to another. We are the body of Christ. The manna that fell in the desert was for the nation of Israel. It wasn't for that individual or for that individual. It was for the nation of Israel. If we were to lose all our fingers, then we would say that we've lost the use of our hand. But just as the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit are one, the body of Christ is one. We are united to Christ. We are united to one another. What happens to one of us happens to all of us. The Apostle Paul talks about the struggles he has with the Corinthian church. And he says, I face daily the pressure of my concern for all the churches. Who is weak and I do not feel weak? Who is led into sin and I do not inwardly burn? You see, Paul is moved with compassion for the church. He knows that he is united to the church, that the church is united to him, and that Paul and the church are united to Christ. We are one together. Look around just for a moment. Look at your neighbor sitting there. Do you know that you're going to spend eternity with everybody in this room? You're going to spend eternity with all of God's people. Because they are the ones whom Christ has died for. And if Christ has died for them, can you not then pray for them? We don't want to be like a snail that's all curled up in a shell. No, we want to be like the honeybee that works for the good of the community. Also notice that Christ has not taught us to pray for bread for a month or a year. No, he has taught us to pray for our daily bread. Now, it is not unlawful, it is not sinful to save up your money to help your children or to save money for retirement. As a matter of fact, Paul tells Timothy that he who does not provide for his family has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. So it is okay to save up money for a special cause or to save up money for your retirement. But the reason that we are to ask for daily bread and not for bread for the rest of the week or for the next month or for the next year is so that we would learn to trust Christ and not be anxious about our situation. The psalmist says, I have been young and now I am old, but I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their children begging bread. He's making an observation there. I have never seen the people of God not being able to provide for their children. Christ says in Matthew chapter 6, take no thought for tomorrow. See, Jesus does not want us to live in fear. He does not want us to worry. And we do, don't we? We have that tendency to worry. We have that tendency to fear. We Like Peter getting out of the boat when Jesus has told him to come to him. Like Peter, we look at the wind and the waves. We don't focus on Christ. Moses did this when God told him that he was going to provide meat. Moses says, well, where am I going to get all this meat? Where am I going to get all this food? And the Lord says to Moses, is the Lord's arm too short? You've got needs. You've got needs. Friend, don't focus on your needs, because the Lord's arm is not too short to help you. You see, the good things that we experience in this life, they are simply the forerunner. They're the shadow of the good things to come. And Christ wants you to live without fear and anxiety. He wants you to focus on Him. He wants to get the glory and the praise for all things. And the good things that we experience now, they are simply the shadow, the forerunner of the good things to come. You go to a restaurant, you order a meal, they bring out your salad. Well, you eat your salad, what do? You don't get up and leave. No, you know that the salad is good and it'll suffice for right now. But you know there's something better coming. The steak's coming. The potato's coming. When you have a full cupboard right now, that's a shadow of the good things to come. It is God displaying His goodness to you. It is God telling you, don't fear. I'm providing for you right now. So don't fear, because I'm going to provide for you tomorrow. Just think about this. If God has already borne the burden of your sin, which is the greater concern, if He has already sent His Son to die for you and has dealt with the most pressing and important issue in your life, the redemption of your souls, will He not also take care of lesser things? Providing you with daily bread. Another thing to take notice of here is that our Savior will have us pray, give us bread today, to teach us to live one day at a time. You don't pray for bread tomorrow. You know why? Because you don't know that you're going to be alive tomorrow. You don't pray for bread tomorrow because you don't know you may not need bread for tomorrow. If you are alive tomorrow, then God will take care of tomorrow's things. Here's another thing to think about. You have more than what you pray for. Give us this day our daily bread. Well, we have our daily bread, do we not? But we also have more. God is so good that He has provided us with more than what we have prayed for. The psalmist says, enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. This is our response. We give thanks to Him. We give abundant thanks to Him, because not only has He provided us with today's bread, but He has already provided us with next week's bread as well. And then the last thing we are to consider in this petition is what the bread means itself. The bread simply means basic necessities. Food, clothing, shelter. Whatever is needed to sustain our life in this world, you have a promise from God that He will provide it. Once again, the psalmist says, I was young and now I am old, yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging bread. God supplies all that you need. We pray for bread. We pray for that which is necessary. We pray for bread. We don't pray for steak. We pray for clothing. We don't pray to wear designer jeans. We pray for shelter. We don't pray as the Jeffersons do to have a deluxe apartment in the sky. We pray for bread. The necessities of life. Oh, my friends, let us be content with daily bread. Let us be content with what God provides. Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, never will I leave you and never will I forsake you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. All that you need will be provided for. Yet, He wants you to recognize your helplessness, and He wants you to recognize His faithfulness. So therefore, we pray, give us this day our daily bread. He is so good to us. Jesus Christ is so good to us. He does not treat us as our sins deserve, but as a father has compassion upon his children, so has God had compassion upon us. And our life does not consist in the abundance of earthly things, but yet he has blessed you with an abundance of earthly things. And just because you have an abundance, that does not necessarily mean that there is a blessing in it. You know, a man who is crippled and has a crutch, it's a good thing. But the man who is crippled, if he's given 100 crutches, there's not a blessing in that. They become a hindrance in his ability to walk. God has blessed you in abundance. But you need to remember the daily bread. God has given us the pearl of great price. He has given us His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ is the essence of all that is good. To give Christ is more than if God gave us the whole world. God can create other worlds, but He only has one Son to give, and He has given that Son to you. And He has promised to never leave you nor forsake you. He has promised to provide for all you need, but He has also told you to pray, Lord, give us this day our daily bread. Let us be content with what God gives us. We may not have what rich men have, but we have that which God the Father cherishes the most. We have Jesus Christ. Therefore, let us pray for our daily bread. By doing so, we indicate that God is able and willing to give all His children all that they need for life here on earth. Let us be thankful that our God has not left us like old Mother Hubbard, but instead He carries us in His arms as a mother carries an infant and daily provides for all we need. Let's pray. Our gracious and heavenly Father, we thank you for Christ. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for our daily bread. Oh, heavenly Father, you have blessed us in the heavenly realms with every blessing in and through Christ. And not only have you already provided our daily bread, but you have provided our bread even for many days to come. Oh, heavenly Father, let your great provision in Christ and your great provision for us through the necessities of life, let it humble us and let us love you with all of our heart, mind, body, soul, and strength. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.